going on, everybody? I'm going to try a podcast from work, see how this goes. I'm pretty sure that anybody who reads my column is wondering what my reaction is to the winner of the Royal Rumble. This is being recorded after Raw tonight, so there's some definite changes to how the Rumble was played out. First, about the Rumble itself, what's to say? I'm stunned. 4 months from a torn pec. I'm not an athlete. I wish I was. I'm not an athlete. I'm not going to say I was or is, so I wouldn't be able to tell you how bad a rehab is or something like that, but I can imagine that it was pretty nasty. And I can also imagine that Cena would have worked like a maniac to get back ASAP. But literally almost cutting the rehab time in half is frightening. I mean, it's borderline frightening. I hope and pray that he and Vince know what they're doing, because regardless if we like it or not, there's an awful lot of money invested in John Cena as the WWE flagship. And if he goes down again, he may not be able to return so fast. With regards to Cena winning the Rumble and where it goes from here, I'm kind of surprised. Kind of leads me to think that Cena may win the title at No Way Out, or he may not win the title at No Way Out to set up a triple threat at WrestleMania involving Cena, Orton, and whoever comes out of the chamber, which is more than likely going to be Triple H. It's definitely a way I would have never expected. Does make No Way Out a must-see to see if Cena, if Orton can actually beat the guy he never beat to win the title, and to see if Cena can get it back for a fourth time. It makes No Way Out a must-see. I mean, I would get it right now, not only for the chamber, but just to see if Cena could win the title again. I'm really curious to see how JBL's body can handle the chamber. I think JBL is putting himself at a real big risk going into the chamber in 3 weeks. Triple H, Michaels, Jericho, all have had experience in the chamber. Umaga is just built for something like that. And Jeff has had his experience in insanity matches from TLC to Full Metal Mayhem back in TNA, so I'm not worried about him at all. But JBL, at his age, this is tough for him. I'm really wondering how he's going to hold up through this. Running out of ideas. How far am I? Well, I thought I was farther along than I thought. I still got about 3 minutes to work with. I'm not crazy about how they're doing this storyline with Santino Marella and Maria with Playboy magazine, but it does provide some pop for Playboy and for Maria when she eventually does do the pictorial, and I gotta admit, I think I'll be there to see it. Flair versus Kennedy, a year ago, I'd be killing for that match. Now, it's a ho-hum deal. The Flair storyline doesn't thrill me for one reason. It's so predictable. I think putting this impetus on Flair that if he loses a match, his career is done, has made it too predictable. And it doesn't allow for the possibility of any emotion, any true emotion in the storyline, because you know Flair's not going to lose to a guy like Kennedy or MVP to end his career. No offense intended to those guys at all, but that's not gonna be the way it goes out. It can't do it. excuse me. I'm really angry as to how Edge won the match against Mysterio at the Rumble. I don't like the faction surrounding the champion. Alright, let me rephrase that. I liked Evolution because it was four wrestlers. And I'd be okay with Edge's crew if it was just Chavo and his Edgeheads, but with Vicky Guerrero in the fold, it really makes it difficult to stomach. Vicky Guerrero could be a heel, no questions asked, but to align herself with a world champion, it makes it almost unwatchable. Heel GM, fine. Stay out of stables. It makes it too skewered to one side. I know I can't explain it. It's just the way I feel. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I will be at ROH's 6th anniversary show on February 23rd in Manhattan. Very anxious to go to that show and see the ROH return of Go Shiozaki from Pro Wrestling Noah. I've seen him on a couple of those DVDs that I have. He's a very hard chopper, and be very interested to see if he goes up against possibly Roderick Strong in a Battle of the Chop Fest. I believe that's it for now, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize for the yawning, but I'm doing this podcast at 2:50 in the morning. I'm hoping the background noise doesn't bother you that much. If it's really terrible, I won't publish this. For now, until next time, adios.